On this day, August 15th, 1914, an engineering miracle is opened, which was inspired by a doctrine built by Industrial Revolution technology. The construction process claimed thousands of lives, but it was saved by medical advances. What was it? I'll tell you that story. Let's get started. The Monroe Doctrine once and for all separated the Americas from Europe. Now, the doctrine basically said Europeans couldn't set up their political system in our hemisphere. Plainly put, it was like America saying to Europe, "You Europeans mind your business over there, and we'll mind ours over here." That was the gist. Well, this doctrine gave further impetus to fulfill an old desire to build an isthmus canal. In 1878, however, Colombia granted a concession to a French company to build a canal across Panama. Well, President Hayes tried to convince Americans this was dangerous in allowing such a canal to be controlled by Europeans, and it would violate the Monroe Doctrine. So he told Congress in 1880 that a canal would be a busy highway between our Atlantic and Pacific shores and become, in his words, virtually part of the coastline of the United States. That, to President Hayes, was a threat. However, nobody listened. They just wanted to sit back and see what unfolded. Well, the French didn't do so well. The company failed in 1889, but they tried again, but suspended operations by 1899. By this point, they decided to give up. Now, they owned that whole strip of land where the canal would go, and realizing they couldn't get the job done, they decided to sell to the Americans. The only problem was that part of the route ran through Colombian territory. So, Congress passed an act on June 28, 1902, authorizing President Roosevelt to accept the French offer, provided Colombia would cede the land. If not, they'd build a canal through Nicaragua. Well, the Colombian Congress refused to ratify, and 6 weeks later, an insurrection broke out in Panama, which was one of the states of the United States of Colombia. President Roosevelt thought the Colombian government was getting in the way of civilizing the world, and he thought that that was America's job, and this canal was part of America's job to civilize the world. The rebels in Panama wanted to rid themselves of the Colombian rule, so TR took advantage of the situation and backed the revolution. So, Teddy Roosevelt sent the Marines, they backed the rebels, and the fight was over in 72 hours. The Republic of Panama was set up in November of 1903. 3 days later, the U.S. recognized it, and soon after that, so did the European nations. Well, Teddy Roosevelt made a deal with the new government of the Republic of Panama in 1904, which ceded a 10-mile-wide area for the canal for an initial payment of $10 million, followed by a yearly payment of $250,000. And then Teddy Roosevelt appointed civilian engineers and told them, in his own words, to make the dirt fly. Well, the canal was the largest engineering feat ever undertaken and became a wonder of the world. The mechanics of the canal are incredible. Teddy Roosevelt became the first president to travel outside the United States when he went to see the work on the Panama Canal personally. The project required thousands of workers who completed the project, aided by advanced Industrial Revolution machinery for digging as well as constructing the giant set of locks. Well, the project took 10 years, costing over $350 million. The largest cost, however, was in lives. The unhealthy conditions on the isthmus caused by the yellow fever, which was carried by mosquitoes, took about 26,000 souls. Man, that's a lot of people. You know, there might have been even more loss of life as if it hadn't been for the work of Colonel Gorgas, who helped improve sanitary conditions by cutting all the underbrush along the canal for about a half mile back on each side, and he introduced a pure water supply. And as a result of the Colonel's efforts, the canal zone became one of the most disease-free areas in the world. Quite a turnaround. Then, on this day, August 15th, 1914, the Panama Canal opens. Now, the first to officially cross the canal was John Constantine in a ship with a banner that read, "The land divided, the world united."